morning.
All right, Katrina from Leopold, are you there?
Yes, I am.
We will step back. Donna, do your thing.
Okay, good morning, Katrina. It's nice to meet you.
Morning, Donna. It's lovely to meet you too.
Okay, now all I ask from you is no legs crossed. Take a deep breath, hold it for three, let it out. Okay, now, would you like to have a chat to your hubby this morning?
I would. I'd love to, please.
Okay, first off, I get the numeral 6 around him. What does that represent?
Yeah, that was we're coming up for 6 years since he died.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
He's telling me he was a real character and a bit of a free spirit, and that you really took care of him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he's definitely a free spirit and a character. But
okay.
Yeah, he was unwell for a long, probably 6 years before he passed.
Okay. Now, he's telling me he was in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. I do feel there was an illness around him, but I'm getting a lot of pressure in the head with him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he had a lot of mental issues, mental illness in the last few years.
That makes sense. Okay. He wants you to know that he's doing a better job now in spirit, and he's finally got his act together. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep. That's lovely to hear that. It's good that he's happy.
Okay. Just bear with me. He's also telling me too that he always put on a brave face, even in front of the kids. It's like no one knew what he was going through, and he's also telling me that you covered up a lot for him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he was very proud. He didn't want people to feel sorry for him.
Okay.
And he did keep a lot to himself.
Okay. Now, he's telling me when he passed that you were quite angry to begin with, but now you understand. Does that make sense?
I was furious. I was really furious with him for going, but I do now have better understanding of why that happened.
Yeah, I have to ask this. Did he play a part in his own passing?
Yeah, he did. He did. Okay. He took his life.
Okay. He just wants you to know that he's happy now and he's finally free. Keep showing me the dark dog or the black dog, and I do feel that represents depression. There was a lot around him. He said that he had a lot of childhood issues as well.
He did.
Have you met someone yet?
No.
Okay, because you're going to.
Yeah.
He's going to send someone for you. He's telling me that he's got the same features, that they're going to look very similar, dark features, he says. You need a companion. You need someone to, he says, someone to fuss over. Whether you like it or not, he's going to send him to you because you deserve it. He's telling me you deserve nothing but the best. Just lastly, he wants to say he's very, very proud of you. And was he cremated?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, did you scatter his ashes near water?
Yes, down at Queenscliff.
Okay, he says thank you for that. That's where he wanted to be. And did you keep some of him?
I did. Yes, I've got bits that I take with me wherever I go.
Okay, beautiful. He's very, very, very happy with that as well. And again, he keeps saying he's so proud of you for keeping it together. And he'll always love you and he'll always be with you.
Thank you.
I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes great sense. I think it's just what I needed to hear.
Katrina, it's a really touching reading that Donna's done there for you with your husband coming through, and sorry for your loss. It's a very hard thing to go to. For responsibly, we do have to say as a part of the station that if you are feeling unwell and you do want somebody to talk to, 13 11 14 is the number for Lifeline. We have an obligation to give that number when we've been talking about things like this, so we will pass that on.
Yes.
But I'm so glad that you might have found some peace with Donna today. I'll leave you with that to have a think about it. Donna, how do people get a reading from you?
Just through the website, donnasdoorway.com.au.
Thank you. That was lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.